Chapter 1. Sydney. Present day. Who is this man, and what has he done with my date? I'm supposed to be meeting a man named Kevin for dinner tonight at 8 o'clock. Well, it was supposed to be drinks at 6 o'clock. Drinks are easier to escape from. But Kevin messaged me through the Cinch dating app that he was running late at work and could we push it to dinner at 8? Against my better judgment, I said yes. But Kevin seemed really nice when we were texting. And in his photos, he was cute. Really cute. He had this boyish smile with a twinkle in his eye, and his light brown hair was adorably messy as it fell over his forehead. He looked like a young Matt Damon. I've been on a lot of bad dates through Cinch, but I was cautiously optimistic about this one. I even arrived early at the restaurant, and I have spent the last 10 minutes eagerly waiting at the bar for him to arrive.
Sydney? The man standing before me asks.
Yes? I stare at the man, waiting for him to tell me that Kevin was killed in a tragic taxi accident on the way to our date, because this guy is definitely not Kevin. But instead, he sticks out his hand.
I'm Kevin, he says.
I don't budge from my bar stool. You are? Okay, let's be real here. Nobody looks as good in real life as their dating app photos. I mean, if you're looking to score a date, you're not gonna snap a photo of yourself when you're rolling out of bed with a hangover. You're going to doll yourself up, take about 50 different shots from every conceivable angle and with a dozen lighting options. And you're going to pick the very best one. That's just good sense. And hey, maybe that one perfect photo was taken 10 years ago. I don't agree with this logic, but I understand why people do it. But this guy, there's no way he is the same man as in his Cinch profile. Not 10 years ago, not ever. I just don't believe it. Even though it's an obnoxious move, I grab my phone from my purse and bring up the app right in front of him. I compare the boyishly handsome man in the photo to the man standing in front of me. Yeah, nope. My date for the evening is at least 10 years older than the guy in the photo, and bone thin, bordering on gaunt. I think his eye color is different too. His blonde hair is badly receding, but what's left of it is long and pulled back into an unkempt ponytail. This is not the same man as in the photo. I'm even more sure of that than I am of the fact that I enjoy long walks through Central Park and binging Netflix.
Yes, that's me,
fake Kevin assures me. Although really, the guy in the photo is fake Kevin. Maybe the photo really is of Matt Damon. I'm starting to think it might be. I begin to protest that he doesn't look anything like the photo, but the words sound so superficial in my head. Okay, yes, Kevin looks vastly different from his profile photo. But does that really matter? We have been texting through Cinch, and he seems like a nice enough guy. I should give him a chance. And if it's not going well, my friend Gretchen will be calling me in 20 minutes with a manufactured excuse to get me the hell out of here. I never, ever go on a date without a planned rescue call.
It's really great to meet you in real life,
the real Kevin says.
You look exactly like your photo.
Does he expect me to say it back? Is this some kind of test? I say.
Come on, he says. Let's get a seat.
We snag a booth in the corner of the bar. As we're walking over there, I can't help but notice the way Kevin towers over me. I tend to like tall men, but he badly needs a little meat on his bones. It feels like I'm walking next to a broomstick.
I'm so glad we are finally doing this,
Kevin tells me as he slides into the seat across from me. Why is his ponytail so messy? Couldn't he have at least combed it before our date? Me too, I say, which is only slightly a lie. He rakes his gaze over me, an approving expression on his gaunt face.
I have to tell you, Sydney, now that we're actually meeting in person, I genuinely feel like you are the perfect woman.
Oh?
Absolutely.
He beams at me.
If I closed my eyes and imagined the perfect girl, it would be you.
Wow, that's sweet. Possibly one of the nicest compliments I have received on a date. Thank you, real Kevin. I'm starting to feel glad that I stayed.